בוקר טוב. Today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת בהעלותך, תזיין בסיוון. So, as follows. We are at the beginning, we're continuing with Kohelet, פרק י' ב', פסוק א'. So this is really the last shebang of Kohelet. So, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. וזכור את בוראיך בימי בחורותיך, remember your God in the days of your youth. Yeah, ada shelo yavo yemei ra'a, before the days of evil come. What's the days of evil? It's not talking about evil, is we're talking about weakness and illness and old age. That's called yemei ra'a, person's harder years, right? And then over here they use a euphemism, the golden age, the golden years. It's very hard, miskinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pray to him every day. David HaMelech wrote in Tehilim, "Al tashlicheni la'ed zikna." Why zikna is a very, very, you know, not fun place to be. So remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you get there. V'igiu shanim asher tomar en nivayim chefetz, before you get to, everybody has years when they come to a certain point where they say, I don't want these years anymore. Certain people, Hashem Yirachem, they get to a certain age, especially if they don't have Torah in their life, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, illa khalas, take me. Lo tov, aval, mikol makom, says Shlomo HaMelech, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you get to that point. What does that mean? Do teshuvah, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Every teshuvah is good. But the best kind of teshuvah is when it's adayin kocho b'motnav, when a person's still young and fresh and whatever. Says Pasuk Bet, ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh v'ha-or, before the sun dims, the sun and the light dims, v'yareach v'kochavim, and the moon and the stars come out. Right, what's that thought we're going to see in a minute? V'shavu ha'avim achar ha-geshem, and the clouds will go back after the rain. What's that talking about? This is before the Chachamim say it's in Gemara and Shabbat. Techshach ha-shemesh, the sun is a reference to the forehead. Right, that's what, by a bachur, how do you see a bachur? Skin is clear, right, fresh, whatever. What happens when a person gets older? It's wrinkled and dark and all sorts of sunspots and whatever. So that's the face. Ve'aor, what's that? The nose. When a person gets older, also, you know, people shrink up like prunes. That's what happens. Now, it says, ve'yareach, zon neshama. Right? That's what gives a person the light. Ve'akochavim, what's that? That's the jaws, lesatot. Ve'shav ve'avim, that's like the achar ha-geshem, all of the tzarot, chas v'shalom bar minan, that a person goes through in this world, that's what happens after. You know, we're telling the person, what's this whole thing? Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu before all these things happen. Yeah, these things happen to everybody. In a mana asal. Yeah, but take advantage. Bayom sheyazu'u shomer habayit, on the day that those who guard the house will tremble. Yeah, what's the keepers of the house? What's the guardians of the house? Says Hashem HaKadosh. That's the ribs and the flanks. That's the, right, they're going to tremble, which means what? As a person gets older, everything starts being frail. Yeah. How many, the old people, what's the biggest pachad that people have for old people? When they fall. Why? Because if they fall, a lot of people, my grandfather, the same thing. After he fell down and he broke something, broke his hip or whatever, and then it's downward spiral because the goof is not the same thing it used to be. V'hitva'atu anshei hachayim, and the people of valor that will kind of twist. What's that? Shokaim, hips and thighs. Kim mi'aytu, because now they are less than they were. V'chashichu. I'm sorry. I skipped. Uvatelu atochanot kim mi'aytu. The grinders. What's that? The grinders will be less. And the seers will be dark in the night. What's that? The eyes. Shlomo HaMelech is, you know, this is the unfortunate reality of every person. Shlomo HaMelech is describing the, you know, the decline that's going to happen to every person. Chaval. V'sugeru delatayim bashuk. The doors will be closed in the marketplace. What's that? What's the delatayim? The opening and closings of the body. That's the, you know, using the restroom, the nekavim. Sometimes when a person gets older, so he says, bishfal kol atachana. What does that mean? By the decrease of the sound of the mill. What's that? That's the digestive system. Inside the body, what's the mill? Inside the body, what grinds everything? That also, b'sofayom, v'yakum lekol atzipor, a person will wake up to the sound of the bird, v'yishachu kol benot ashir, which means all of the singing and whatever is going to be to him like, yeah, it's going to be like talking. What does that mean? Elderly people, they wake up even a chirping of a bird, tach, they're up.
Yeah.
Light sleepers, they can't sleep much. And even, you know, when do by elderly people, they go to sleep very early. What do they do? They go to sleep early. When do they wake up? 3 or 4 in the morning. Zeh nigma. Hear one bird channel. And what? Music and things that other people usually enjoy by old people. They don't enjoy food anymore. They don't enjoy things that people usually enjoy. Food, music, inyanim, zeh, by old people. Miskinim, ma? And then klum. That's why Shlomo HaMelech is calling it rough days. Miskinim. Yeah, unless a person has Torah, gam migavoa yirau, they'll be afraid of what's on high. That's obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're afraid of where they have to go back to. V'chatchatim baderech, and they are. That's also chatchatim is a reference to dread. Every time they walk outside, they're afraid. Why they're afraid? Every time they walk, maybe they're going to fall. Maybe zeh. V'na'etz shaked v'istabel hechagav. Yeah, that's talking about the kilboset, which is the knee. Right? So over there, it's going usually by old people. What happens to the knee? Their joints start to bulge, to stick out. You ever seen an old person's knee? All the sockets start to stick out, whatever. V'na'etz ha-shaked v'istabel le-chagav. What's the chagav? That's the agavot. That's the buttocks. Also, when they get older, that sticks out also. V'tafer ha'ebyona. Ebyona over here is a reference to the ta'ava for nashim. Even that thing, as a person gets older, and look, v'ashum ta'ava. Things that when a person was younger, he loved it. Running around, this. He goes to this restaurant, and that concert, and this gehinam, and this zeh, and nashim. And then when he gets older, he sees all the things that he loved when he got younger, and he pursued when he got younger, akol. He doesn't have a cheshek. Not only that, the Gemara says three people a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates. One is zaken mina'if, a promiscuous old man. Why? Usually by old people. Nigmarakol. Yeah? Ki holecha adam el bit olamo. Says Shlomo HaMelech. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, all these things are a chesed. Why? Hashem is reminding us. Yeah? Every time, every gray hair, every zeh. That's just the beginning, Hashem says. Alo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is knocking. You're going to go to the house of your world, Bet Olamim, v'savivu v'shuka sofedim, and get your, you know, I don't know if they don't usually have it anymore. There are certain keilot that still have it. There's called safdaniot. You know what that is? They used to hire. Sometimes it was men. Usually women. They used to, like, when a person passed away, they used to hire professional, like, lamenters. They would cry and say like poems and say like, it's called safdanim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shlomo HaMelech, get them ready. Get them ready. Person's going. En manaset. Ad asher lo yeratek chevel hakesef, until the silver rope doesn't get disconnected. Yeah, what's that talking about? That's talking about the spine. No, over here the spine. Why? Because it's white. Silver is gleaming like white. So he says, V'tarutz gulat hazahav, and the gulat hazahav is the, over here Rashi says, is the ama. It's talking about the male organ, which gives out mind, that like a ma'ayan. So he says, until that stops working, v'tishaver kada mabua, and the pitcher, ala mabua, which is talking about the stomach, bursts, v'narot ha-galgal el habor, and the galgal is talking about, that's talking about the eye. Inside, what happens when a person gets older? What happens to the eyes? They get like sunken in. He says, Shlomo HaMelech says, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do teshuvah before these things start happening. Because not that when these things happen, it's too late. It just means that when these things happen, it becomes much more, you know, it becomes harder. People, you know, usually old people also don't have so much patience. It's unbelievable the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. How does it work? You know, when a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how he created a human being. Besides for all the physical things, when a person's younger, that's when he's of childbearing and child-rearing age. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, gives a person, men, women, more koach, more physical stamina to be able to deal with them, and also more psychological. You have patience. What happens if you're at your grandparents' house for too long? And it's nice, they're cute.
They say, okay, leave.
Or they call the parents and say, hello, yalla, take them. Why? They lose patience. Old people, they don't have a lot of patience, and especially if there's noise, is it? Mazeh nachat. You want nachat, nachon? No, but it's noise. It makes them crazy. Lama? They also don't have, they lose their patience. Can you imagine a person that has to raise children at that age? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you see, I give you the koach, I give you the savnanut to be able to deal with these things. You have to do it at this age. Now, and then, and after everything else, after the body's decline and deterioration, finally says Shlomo HaMelech, where are we all going? V'yashov he'afar al ha'aretz kishehaya. The dirt, the dust will go back to the... What's the dust? That's the body. We're made out of dust. It's going to go back to the earth where it came from. V'aruach tashuv el ha'elohim asher netana. And the ruach, the neshama, is going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is going to go back to where it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a factory reset on all of us, and everything's going to go back to where it was. And to sum it up, says Shlomo HaMelech, the way he started Kohelet, Havel havanim amara Kohelet, hakol havel. Everything is just nonsense and frivolity. And he says, Shlomo HaMelech calls himself HaKohelet, Mi shebo kvutzat ha-chokhmah. He gathered all this wisdom, and everything that was created in this world is only a means to an end to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't focus on that, it's going to be not a gishma kazach. Okay, so Be'ezat Hashem, hopefully by next week we'll already finish Kohelet. Chazak u'baruch. Thank you.